frames, but no one knows why we choose these particular pictures. Mike shot him. Do you know where dreams come from?
Not specifically.
Acetylcholine neurons fire high-voltage impulses into the forebrain. These impulses become pictures. The pictures become dreams. But no one knows why we choose these particular pictures.
Hello, hello. Whoa. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! Hoo-wee! We're back. Yes, we are. We're back. We're here. We're clear. And you're getting your weekly paranormal supernatural fix right here. Right now, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. So, we were supposed to have a guest today, but she was feeling under the weather and she was not feeling well. And so she was taking precautions, and I applaud her for that because that is going around. Yes, it is flu season. If you don't feel well, stay at home. And she very politely did. And so we're just going to go with the flow, and I hope she feels better and we can have her next time, another time, whenever the stars align. And so today we're just going to go, we're going to flow with it, and we're going to connect, open up. I'm going to have my freeform show, you know, today, nothing planned, just a channeling, live guided meditations, and some amazing music. Speaking of amazing music, I've got a bunch of vinyl here. Yes, we know I love vinyl. We love it. I love it. You love it. And you love hearing it. So we're going to start off with something a little special. Woo-wee! By the way, do you like this intro music that I made? Yes, I make beats. I make beats. Beats. Anyway. So, speaking of amazing music for the Paranormal Playground Sounds, I've got a gentleman here. Well, a gentleman in the vinyl, not actually here, but maybe a spirit. His spirit's probably here. Scott Joplin here with Original Rags. And so you'd be like, Scott Joplin, for those of you who don't understand ragtime, come on. Music pioneer, turn of the century. Innovative sound. We've got this, it's just this beautiful, beautiful music. And remember, if you're not familiar, just think of the ice cream truck. So just a bit of music education. Every time you hear an ice cream truck and you hear that song, that's called The Entertainer. And this is by this gentleman, Scott Joplin. And that is actually ragtime. So no wonder they put in an ice cream truck. I mean, it's so vaudeville. I mean, it's like, who wouldn't get excited about ice cream? Like a moving truck with like sweets in it. Come on. With that carnival music playing, it's genius. It's pure genius. So whoever thought about that, you are pure genius. Love it. And I love you. So let's get this party started. Let's get this party started, all right? Here, without further ado, here's some Scott Joplin with Original Rag. Hissing in the pop.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. If you were just tuning in, you were listening to Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. So yes, I decided to get into it, immediately, and we're going to do our guided meditation. Sending out healing to our guest who couldn't be here for her live psychic medium reading. Tell you an interesting story about that, actually. So the girl who was coming in, she told me I was in her dream, and her mother, who crossed over, was in the same dream as her, as me. And she was trying to tell her mother, either one of them was trying to tell me that I was here. And I was like, I was playing a game of hide and seek, she was saying. And in the dream, there's like, she was saying, Mariah's here, Mariah's here. And then she told me about the dream. And then a couple of, like, about last week before Thanksgiving, she was like, oh, well, I'm glad I can catch your show during, you know, the Thanksgiving day, because, you know, I'll be around. And I was like, oh, you want a reading? And she was like, no, I wasn't asking for a reading, just I can finally tune in. And I was like, well, we should have you on the show for the reading. You know, I was in your dream with your mother crossed over. Obviously, you know, she's communicating. And so I was texting her, and I was like, what is your schedule like, to see, you know, if she was available on Wednesday? And instead of saying schedule, I said, what's your Cheryl like? And I was like, by accident, because of autocorrect. And she goes, that's my mother's name. And I was like, no, get out of here. I felt like Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost. Like, I was like, your mother's obviously trying to get my attention, and she's channeling through me to get to you. And so all of this is confirmation. So I feel like that whenever, you know, however this is supposed to be, maybe today was not the day, but I trust spirit that there will be that appropriate time where we're going to make this happen live on the air, and, you know, we're going to communicate. And so it's just fun things that happen like that. Like, this is my life. Like, there's nothing normal that goes on. Nothing. Everything in my life is far from normal, hence paranormal. And literally, it's like every other day there's something going on in the spirit world, some kind of craziness, and it's amazing. It's actually great. I would not choose any other life. So anyways, without further ado, let's get into this guided meditation. Are you guys ready? Yeah. All right. So as we come into this meditation, take some nice deep inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Well, while I'm talking right now and gabbing, take some inhales and exhales. I hope you enjoyed, by the way, the Scott Joplin original rag. I put that on first to get to raise a vibration. You know, classical instrumentals, things without lyrics, hence meditation music, can usually put you in a state of a neutral state. You know, sometimes we'll hear lyrics that can shoot off neurons in the brains that start triggering images or emotions and feelings. And so that's why I thought it was a good idea, as we're going to get grounded and get and open up ourselves and open up our hearts, get in a more neutral space. And what better to do it with such a playful ragtime song like that? So thank you, Scott Joplin. Ooh, I just got tingles talking about that. So anyway, we're going to relax right now. We're coming back from the holidays. We're coming back from a lot of different energies. We came into contact with a lot of energies that weren't ours. Not necessarily meaning that it means that it's bad. It just means we're coming back to ground. I'm sure there's a lot of good things going on in the holiday. There's a lot of gathering of family and friends and good times and memories and having time off and having a bit of a vacation. And also there could be a bit of, you know, partying, which there's nothing wrong with that. And so we're going to leave out this whole thing about anything with the holidays being negative, but we're going to come back and to neutralize our energy to come back to us. So anything that doesn't serve us or anything that does not belong to us that we brought during the new moon and Thanksgiving, we're coming back to ground. Our intention is to raise our frequency today in this beautiful, beautiful overcast weather of what I like to call English beat. Inhale, exhale, breathe it out. Inhale, exhale. Letting the love of God surround you right now in this moment. Letting the love of spirit surround you in this moment. As you have roots from your feet going all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight, you can feel yourself expanding through the beautiful, vast universe as we make the intention to uplift. You can feel your beautiful heart opening, your heart chakra, that beautiful green energy, just emanating your heart, emanating your body, emanating your mind, and just visualize a big, bright green aura around yourself. This green is the most magnificent, beautiful color of love and abundance. This green is here to provide and show you that you are loved so unconditionally and taken care of. As you sit in this beautiful glowing green, imagine your body flexible. Imagine your body so light that you can fly and bounce. It's almost like you are walking on air when you move. It's almost like you are flying through space. You ever been on a moonwalk, on those kid rides? Or whatever that is, that bouncy plaything. Imagine that's what's underneath you, like a moonwalk. That's your energy right now, so light, so bright. Attracting all the good to itself, attracting all the magic, attracting all the fun, attracting everything that feels good, because we're just going to come in here in this moment and we're going to wash away any negative energy. We're going to wash away anything that may have hindered us or brought us to our lower selves and our lower vibration, anything that caused worry and stress. We're just going to leave that alone. But also what we're going to do is we're going to be kind to ourselves right now, and we're going to allow ourselves to say, okay, I was in my lower self. Okay, I participated in negativity. Okay, I reacted. And you're going to say, I forgive you, self. It's okay, you did that. And you're going to love yourself right now, and you're going to give yourself a nice big hug and say, it's okay for you to make mistakes. Remember that and tell yourself it's okay for you to make mistakes. It's okay when you are not in your higher self. Love you. When we love our flaws, our foibles, our quirks, the parts about us that are dark, that may not be loving, we are full. We have nothing to regret, and we have nothing to be ashamed of when we come into this space. We leave all of that behind, and we start the day with a new. We start the day with a new energy. We start the day rejuvenated in beautiful health and prosperity. Every single day is new. We learn from our mistakes, but we do not dwell in our mistakes. We do not dwell in that place. We get up, we dust ourselves off, and we say, let's start again. Because you are the most absolute beautiful, beautiful, magnificent star on this planet that is loved. If that was not true, you would not be here right now. The evidence of you being loved unconditionally is you breathing. You breathing without any withhold. With you taking in. Look at all these trees that are alive. Look at everything around you, the water that flows, the sun that shines just so you can be alive. Do you feel that? Do you feel everything that had to work so hard just so you could be here? Look at that love. Look at how loved you are. Even if you don't feel loved, even if you have been through experiences recently, most recently, only an hour ago, only a day ago, you know the truth. You know that you are loved no matter what has happened to you because you are alive. Feel that beautiful energy that comes. Feel that beauty, that love. Feel the vastness of you. Look at how you shine everywhere you go. Look at how you are loved. Look at the world around you and how the entire world yields to you. Your light matters. You matter. You matter so much in this world. Thank you for being alive. Thank you for existing. For you. You are what makes this world work. Take a nice deep breath now. And as you can feel your entire being, we come back here, we feel the good, we feel washed and cleansed, and you can see angels all around you. You can see angels all around you with the kindness and the love and the joy, hugging you, bathing you in this beautiful light. You are restored in this green, beautiful light. You can see it. The green never leaves you, but it transitions into a yellow, a bright, beautiful gold. What is this gold? What does the yellow represent? It represents your strength. It represents security, your confidence. It represents you walking into this world knowing that you deserve every beautiful thing. You deserve to feel pleasure. You deserve to feel joy. You deserve to feel love. You are worthy. You matter. And as you feel that love from your spirits and your angels and all that love, when you are ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. And hold in your mind's eye something that you love. Because that right there is what it's about. This is passion. This is life. This is you. You are so beautiful, inside and out. Thank you so much for participating in this live guided meditation. Woo! Here with the Boston Medium, the Paranormal Playground Sounds. You are here. Love is good. Love is good. Love is eternal and it never leaves us. So without further ado, while we are here, why don't we get into our PSA? And we got lots of wonderful music coming up for you. I'm like, whenever I pick these PSAs, I'm like, let me make sure it's something that I can not gonna stumble on. Ooh, here's a fun one. Firearm safety PSA. Four rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero. Interesting, rule zero. All guns are always loaded. Woo, loaded. Rule one. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Ooh. Rule number two. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule number three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. There you go, some gun safety. Whoever needed to hear that. Anyways, love you so, so much. Thank you for tuning in. The gratitude is pouring, overflowing. Ah! Yes, the screams are back. The sporadic spurts of like feeling good through the body. It's happening. It's here. Yes. The mental hospital energy is here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Oh, what a world. What a world. What a world. What a world indeed. And so we're going to get into some, what I like to call some Skyrock Steady. You know I like the Skyrock Steady here on the PPS by a awesome, ooh, they are a magical band called the Heptones. So, if you don't know what Rocksteady is basically a fusion of ska and doo-wop. isn't that lovely? I know. So, here we go. Ooh! Am I coming in clear? Okay, so... That may not be happening, but you know what is happening? I'm going to tell you what is happening. You getting readings from me, and you getting a live psychic reading, and you being able to do that live on this channel and this station right here, right now. So if you're listening in and you would like to get a free psychic medium reading, you can either call in, you know, or we can schedule it, or you can come in. However, whatever floats your boat. If you want a private one that's off the air, then contact me. That's what you need to do. You need to contact Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. You can find me on Instagram, Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm not really on Instagram a lot, just to let you know. But it's, if you need to contact me, it's there. It's and Mariah, the Boston medium, my page. So, all of that to connect. Oh, it's a good, you know what? I hope you're all feeling good. I think I'm going to go with some Beach Boys, because Beach Boys tend to uplift the vibration. They, you know, I'm just like, I would never thought when I was 11 years old that the majority of the band that I would listen to would be singing about cars and surfing. So innocent, so good. Isn't it? Little things like that matter. And you don't realize, wow, the simplicity of a band singing nothing about sunshine, cars, and surfboards, and how that can literally take away all your depression as a child. It's amazing. How healing. This is the Beach Boys with Our Car Club.
Fast as I-
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was the Beach Boys with Our Car Club. So much fun. Now, I have a next one coming up called from the Everly Brothers. It's called Should We Tell Him? Now, I'm really excited about this song. I'm so excited. I love the Everly Brothers, and I hope you will enjoy them too as I play them on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. They're actually the band that got me into doo-wop and 50s music. Believe it or not, when I was 4 years old, around that age, the first kind of 50s song I was exposed to was All I Have to Do Is Dream by the Everly Brothers. That song did it for me. That was the song that was like, I am going to listen to 50s music for the rest of my life. And that's exactly what's happening. So actually, the Everly Brothers, both of them were in the Marines. thank you for your service, and thank you for the service of this music. And so basically, they're just amazing. These two, they're magical. They're music. It's, you know, it's like, it's country, it's rock, but it's rock and roll, and it's rhythm and blues, and it's such a nice sound where what they have together and the chemistry, and you can feel it in their music. So basically, you know, look them up, get into the Everly Brothers. They're really good. Very underrated. Very, very underrated rock and roll group to, you know, in my opinion. You know, you always hear about Elvis. you're always hearing about, you know, people like that, but you're never hearing about the Everly Brothers as much. You know, I guess it has to do with, you know, him gyrating his hips and his sexual, you know, devilish appeal on the television station. No, when people could see TV, you know, but, you know, whatever, if that's what you're into, you know, then I guess that's what sells, you know, gyrating hips. Anyway, so we're going to go into the, please enjoy the song as much as I'm about to enjoy the song. It's called Should We Tell Him? Woo!
Should we tell him to let him go on? Trusting is unfair. Should we tell him? Should we tell him that his girl doesn't care? I took my best girl dancing down to my best friend's mansion. He met us at the door, said glad we're here. Before the dance was over, I saw him call her over. Then he whispered, thought I didn't hear. Should we tell him to let him go on? Trusting is unfair. Should we tell him? Should we tell him that his girl?
No one cares, nobody knows. To the sacred place. This ain't a dream I can't escape. More limbs and fangs that are clicking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. Live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I feel a chill. Victory is green and flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life. I'm
thank you. reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something beautiful found in you. Lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day.
Hello, hello, and we here, here. You're listening to the Boston Medium, Ryan Merlinite, the 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Reform Radio, here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo! I hope you liked that. I just had the urge to play both versions because you had the Heptones, and that was the ska version of You Lost That Love and Feeling. That you know, I was, as I was saying, a lot of rock steady ska is like an infusion of, like, you know, a lot of 50s, 60s, oldies. And so we had that. And then I played the version of the Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Love and Feeling, little snippet. I just had the urge, you know, I love that song. It's so good. So, it's just like, I don't know why. There's something about that song that I'm just like, I need to hear this. Like, I need nostalgia. So I just give you a little bit of a snippet of that, you know. I should have played the whole thing, but I was just like, I was feeling musical ADD, you get it. Woo! That's Paranormal Playground Sounds for you. Anything goes. Anything goes. And so I'm having a good time. I'm really enjoying playing this music and the guided meditation. I feel good. Do you feel good? Whoever, if you're listening and you did the guided meditation and you've been listening to the show and you've been getting the feel, feeling good, I hope it's reaching you and I hope it's working, because it's working for me. I feel good. I'm not even on anything. it's like that's my saying. I'm not even on anything. The other day I was just like dancing in Wegmans, the grocery store. I mean, I dance all the time, but it's like my poor boyfriend has to put up with it. He's just like, oh my God. But he loves me, so he puts up with it, you know? It's like, whatever. Oh my God. Anyways, like, yeah, so that's the whole point. You listen to this, you get your fix. This is your paranormal drug fix without being on drugs, okay? God crack. Can I say that? Can I say God crack here? Well, I'm feeling this. Now I'm feeling driven to play something for very specialer for you. My boyfriend just texted me like, oh, thanks for the shout out. And he's listening. He's awesome. Oh my God. Yes, I love these moments. I love it. Don't you just love... It's the spontaneity of life. And so that's the magic of it. Spontaneity connects you to the magic, and it will always connect you to being magical and connecting you to the roots of magic, because that's where creativity lies. Everything spontaneous, everything on the spot, everything in the moment, everything in the presence. That's just how we roll. That's how we roll. This is how the show rolls, okay? Yes, sometimes, yes, there is a format. Yes, there is a schedule. But once we come into this hour, it's no holds bar. Once we come, there's no limits. We're in infinity here. We're in the cosmos. We're in the sky. We're flying. We're playing with these dimensions, okay? We're playing with these alternate realities. We're in time and space. We're in the past. We're in the present. We're in the future. We're everywhere in the music world, and music assists us there. This is spirituality. This is mediumship through music and sound, isn't it? Magical. Woo! Just give a big shout out and be like, yes, I'm alive. I'm alive today. Doesn't it feel good to be alive? It was a beautiful Joe Strummer, actually. Joe Strummer from The Clash had a quote I saw, and it wasn't by accident. He said that the only message I have to give could be, is the only message I could actually give to you is just remember that you're alive. How beautiful. How gold. How gold is that? So I want to do something very special right now, and I want to play a beat that I made during Spirit Communication, and it's called Shaolin Commandment Number 13. I channeled Bruce Lee's spirit, and I created a beat out of it. So I want you to listen to this right now, because this is, it's just summoning in the energy. Summoning in what this is about, what the show is about, and the core of what the show is about, and being able to be a psychic medium through sound, doing fun things like this. So, woo! Without further ado, here's the introduction to a Mariah original, a Mariah Boston Medium original. Not only a psychic medium, but I make beats. And here we go. Shaolin Commandment Number 13.
I see your talents have gone beyond the mere physical level. Your skills are now at the point of spiritual insight. I have several questions. What is the highest technique you hope to achieve?
To have no technique.
Very good. What are your thoughts when facing an opponent?
There is no opponent.
Then why is that?
Because the word I does not exist.
So, continue.
A good fight should be like a small play, but played seriously. A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready. Not thinking yet, not dreaming. Ready for whatever may come. When the opponent expands, I contract. When he contracts, I expand. When there is an opportunity, I do not hit. It hits all by itself.
Now, you must remember, enemy has only images and illusions. Behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image and he will break the enemy. The hit that you refer to is a powerful weapon, easily misused by the martial artists deserts his vows. For centuries now, the code of the Shaolin Temple has been preserved. Remember, the honor of our brotherhood has been held true. Tell me now the Shaolin Commandment Number 13.
A martial artist has to take responsibility for himself and to accept the consequences of his own doing.
All the Shaolin men I have taught, there is one who has turned the ways of knowledge and strength to his own base ends. He has perverted all we held sacred. His name is Han. Defiance of all our beliefs. He has brought disgrace to the Shaolin temple. lost honor.
Yes, I understand.
There's a man here. You will go to him.
Hello, hello. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and it's been a blast. We are just about through here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I hope you got your weekly fix of the supernatural. Remember, 80% of Americans believe in the paranormal or have had a paranormal experience. We are the number one country of adults believing in angels. Always remember this. So thank you so much, and I hope you enjoyed that. Basically, that was a snippet, not a snippet, that was the whole song. That happened. I made that last time before pandemic happened. I started channeling spirit, and they would give me, like, it was like a project, and it was like Bruce Lee's spirit came to me. It came to me in my dream, and I was like, okay, I'm going to make, and they're like, your next assignment is to make a beat from Bruce Lee. I was like, all right, let me take this from Enter the Dragon and put this together. And I actually have one from Twin Peaks, David Lynch. David Lynch is still alive, but my paranormal experience with David Lynch was that I was meditating and I saw him in a meditation. And then I did not know this about David Lynch. I actually researched him, and I found out he did courses on meditation, on transcendental meditation at universities. Holy moly. And he has all these books out like about this. It's like, and I saw in these videos, and I was like, no way. So I did, you know, I made a Twin Peaks beat that I could share that next time. So that's just, that is the basis of what goes on here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Like I said, It just keeps going. It just keeps evolving. It keeps expanding. There is no limit. And it is when I say Paranormal Playground Sounds, it's a paranormal playground. So thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much for tuning in. thank you so much for this guided meditation. Thank you for opening up your hearts. Thank you for believing. I do believe in fairies. You ever seen it? No, it's that feeling. When you believe in this, it's that feeling. And Peter Pan. You ever see the new version of Peter Pan? I think it was made like 2004. Anyway, the pirate goes, I believe in fairies. I do believe in fairies. And so it's like, there was like, every time you say, I don't believe in fairies, a fairy dies. And so in order to get the fairy back to life, you have to say, I believe in fairies. And it was just like a magical, fun feeling. And so that's what that feeling is like when you're like, I'm listening to your show because I believe in the paranormal too, just like you. And it's all universal, baby. It's all love, baby. So anyways, I am signing off. I love you so much. Please bring this beautiful hugs and kisses with you wherever you go. Please let the love flow, and don't ever, ever let it out of your sight. You are magic, and don't you ever forget that. Speaking of magic, I think it's time. I want to leave you with some Clash, because speaking of Joe Strummer, he's just an absolute magical spirit, absolute magical human being, and a huge influence, musical influence in my life. And so the Paranormal Playground Sounds, we salute you and we love you so much. And where did it go? That's so weird. I just had that. Okay. Okay, Spirit. Spirit's playing games with me because I had it queued to... I actually had the Clash queued to Hateful, and so... And now they're like, we kind of want you to play some Eddie Cochran. Oh, no, there it goes. So here we go. Until next time, love you so much. Enjoy this amazing Clash song. What? Oh, once...
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5